I'm not going to say anything different from what we heard today, but this is a course that puts the students in charge. Now, I can liken myself to a performer in class. I'm a teacher, but I'm acting as a performer, or I can go out there as a coach. In that case, the student is a focal point. I'm not. I'm just there. If you are playing soccer, the student, the players got on the field. As a coach, you just fold your arms and watch whatever happens. That's the same way we can say. Now, with this, we feel that students are learning is enhanced or maximized when they are in charge or they are in control of their own learning. So the courses at Iowa State, the soil science courses, have been made more student-centered rather than teacher-centered. Now, when I'm teaching in a lecture, what subgroup of students do I really address? Because the students come out there with different major interests, different intellectual capabilities, as well as the different learning styles. Now, if I'm in a lecture, lecturing to 250 students, what subgroup do I really address? Now, we've used this hybrid type of teaching that targets all these different subgroups, and we are doing that simultaneously. Subconsciously, we don't, you know, think about it, but I think when I did the analysis, I think we are touching these students differently. Now, when we look at the majors, a lot of majors require soil science at Iowa State, and just a few, this is a subset of majors. Now, we've set up this course in such a way that we can address different majors based on their interests. For example, we are teaching a course or courses that address four different classes. We are looking at fundamentals of soil science. This is for those who are going to go back to the farm or who want to just have a basic knowledge of soil science. Then we also have another course for horticulture students. We have some for soil for urban use. These are the landscape architects. And we also run the distance learning version of the fundamentals of soil science. And please wait, we are doing this simultaneously. How is this possible? First of all, we have the course information all digitized. You know, these are audio visuals. And this is on the World Wide Web. Now, we have that flexibility of putting these courses in different folders. So when a student goes out there and is sciencing, is directed to the specific courses. We are learning the same principles. Bulk density is going to be bulk density if I'm a hot student or I'm a landscape architect. But what is it that is important to me as a landscape architect when it comes to bulk density? This is where they deviate. The good thing about this is that these students are studying on their own. They can study anywhere they want and anytime they want because everything is online. Now, when they go on the website, this is an example for the agronomy students. The course material is developed for the whole semester. All exams and quizzes are generated before the classes start, so they can study ahead, and we are ready for them. And some students, I have two or three students since I've been at Iowa State who finished the course in half the time. By midterm, they were done, because they have that flexibility. And the website has everything. We have announcements, we have recitation information, site lab, so it's very, very comprehensive. And this has to be maintained every week to keep up with the students. This system permits the students to work at their own pace and at their own time. This is a graph I pulled on every semester, at the end of every semester. This is January 1 to May 20 this year. This is the time the students come online. This is documented from the server. Now, we look at this. This is 12 midnight. Look at what they do. This is where maybe they went to the party. The party wasn't good. So they came back to study. They come out here all the way. But then, when it gets to 6 in the morning, to 12, there's little activity. So I asked my son, what in the world is going on? What do you think? He said, but Dad, who wants to get up in the morning? So it gives them that flexibility to sleep in if they want. But then they can be effective at noon, from noon on. This is the flexibility that this thing offers. So we are looking at these different students. Then how about students, their learning styles? Some of them are visual learners, others are audio learners, others just want to try things. How do we address that in this? First of all, when we are developing the course material, we are thinking about what the students are going to experience, what are they going to hear, and what are they going to see. So we have to sit down and prepare, first of all, the script. And the script has to be recorded. Word for word, there's no way we want to wing it. You will forget things. So every word that is the students will hear is recorded. Then we have the animations and the graphics and all, and we use Adobe Premiere to produce a streaming video. And then if we take videos, unfortunately, I have something that I was going to show you. It's a one-minute video of a lesson on particle size. The system does not work very well, so I cannot show you. But when the students wear their headphones, they are watching and listening to everything that's going on. And everything is animated, so they are working in tandem. So here, we are taking care of the different subgroups of students. So now, we go to the intellectual capability. How do I address the different groups? First of all, I can talk about group one. These are the motivated students. They are very confident. They are quick. You give them something, they're just going to master it. These students, you just give them the first package. What's the first package? This is the course material, the instructions. And they'll tell you, get out of my way and let me do my thing. And you're sure they're going to do well. Then we look at the less motivated student, the less confident, the less quick. We give them the same package, provide them the instructions, but you have to give them something extra to bring them to that level. So we give them additional options, practice materials, repeats, review material. So they are all not, it gets them motivated, get them to feel like, oh, if I can do the review questions, then I think I can pass the exam. So we give a lot of review materials. These are some of the review on soil profile description, so on silicate clays. Every unit, all the 28 units have these, and they have drills. These are interactive. They get it wrong, the computer is going to tell them, you dummy, sorry. You did get it right. Go and do it again. And they repeat, and they repeat, and they repeat until they get it. Those are the group two. Then we have the group three. These are the students who come to GRIS and you think they are going to hide. They don't feel confident at all. They don't think they know it, but they know it. They need just some motivation. So we give them the package one, the material. Give them some repeats. And then you give them some hand-holding. You need to talk to them. That's the hybrid form. Although they are studying online, but we have a lab, has 34 computers, and they come there. It's always open. Anytime we are open, there are TAs or tutors available to talk to them. All right, so they feel this one-to-one, face-to-face interaction also. Then, I also have a recitation session. It's non-mandatory. Students can come on if they want to hear. Maybe they come because of my accent or something. But I'm averaging about 80 students a week to come and listen to the lessons that we are talking about the week. Then on Sunday nights, before every major exam, I have a review session at the department. The only time I do it at 5 o'clock. I don't do it on 5 o'clock on, Super Bowl day, because I think they will come to class already trashed. So I do it early. But they come so that they can listen, and this is all part of that getting them to do well. We have assessment. We have to evaluate their progress. I give 14 quizzes a semester. There are 12 questions per quiz. And I have 7 different forms of these quizzes. If question 1 on a form is on bulk density, question 1 on forms 1, 2 through 7 will be on bulk density. So it's just learning the same concepts. And the questions are randomly picked from a whole bunch of questions. The students need 8 to pass. Now, if you get you get 9, you have to come and talk to a tutor. And then there's an instant feedback, so you are not forgetting anything. Now, if you get a 7, you didn't meet the objective. So we give you the opportunity. They repeat what I said, review, to take that quiz again. The only thing I don't allow is that for you to take the quiz, you didn't make an 8, and turn around and say, I know it now. No. You go to the booth or go to your lab go to your room and study before you come back. Four semesters, you have four exams per semester, 45 questions. Again, the students have the opportunity to repeat any two exams during the finals week. What is the goal here? I don't care when you master the objectives, whether at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end. All that I want you to do is that at the end of the semester, you should have master's objectives. So by going to study again and coming back to take the exam, I have gained wish that I want for the class. There's a lab to this. There's a lab. And this lab is something that they do. It's a critical thinking problem-solving lab. We upgrade them in 16. So I have about 9 sections for just the fundamentals of soil science. What do? They use a land use plan. For this land use, I have a 640 acres, one section. And I said, manage this land based on to give me areas for reduced till, terraces, rotations. So you have to, all semester, we are collecting data, and they have to come up with a report. And what I've done is that I have a program that if you are able, you clip up this area, that it is good for, say, terraces, it puts it in a different window, it gives you all the attributes of that, or the map units, and you can write a report to your client. You are a consultant. And that's what you do. We do the same thing for Agronomy 155, which is the whole students. They do a different thing. And this is the beauty of giving this variety and using the same simultaneous teaching. They do flowers, vegetables, and things like that. So in the end, they have acquired the source knowledge that is good for them. So in the end, I think we have developed a system that permits us to teach 3 parallel introductory courses. These are resident courses. They are multifaceted. So we give the student the flexibility to acquire the knowledge, and the side lab projects also produce practical experience in land management. And it's been fun, and it's been really rewarding that at the end of the semester for the students to tell you, oh boy, we wish our upper level classes are the same way. That feels good because we know we are achieving something. Thank you very much.